There's certain times when you think of religion coming into our lives, particularly here in the U.S., and one of them is marriage. So imagine you're getting married and your American parents and your partner's Iranian parents are meeting for the very first time.
Nice to bring everybody
Here's
together.
Here's to finally having you
so
guys
nice
meet.
So nice to meet you both.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Now that you know you're so close, we can do this.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Yeah, everything was just going deliciously until this moment.
So how do you feel about the policies of this government in the Middle East?
Ouch.
I agree.
You don't?
I agree with the government's policy.
With the government's
policy. Yeah, I think President Bush was very wise in doing some of the things that he's done with Iraq and Afghanistan. I think Iran presents a whole different situation. It's not clear.
You should try some of this fish. It came from San Francisco market.
You know, Iranians have suffered tremendously because of the policies of the American government.
Try the fish, please.
Oh, look, we're laughing hysterically, and we haven't introduced our guest yet. We are talking about a movie, Arusi, Persian Wedding, which premieres tonight on PBS's great series Independent Lens. And it focuses on the wedding of Alex Tehrani, Iranian-American, who travels to Iran to marry his all-American wife, Heather. Now, the trip was filmed by his sister, Marjan, a director and producer, and both of them, Marjan and Alex, are here in the studio with us. Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Hey. Good. Thank you.
So how does it feel, and I guess I'll start with you, Alex, to just be naked before the camera, not literally, but emotionally?
You know, strangely enough, I never thought about this film as being about us. It always felt to me like we were sort of the vehicle to tell a bigger story. And, I mean, we were strapped with mics, and that was definitely, I guess, an intrusive element to our trip. But it just never felt... I never felt any of the glow here. It always felt like it was about the relationship between Iran and the U.S.
27 years was the amount of time that you had been away?
Yeah, since before the revolution. As a kid in the 70s, we'd been a couple times, but after the revolution, I wasn't able to go unless I was willing to do military service. So once my father hit a certain age and I was the only son, I became exempt from that and finally could make that trip.
Military service in Iran in the 1980s meant being in suicide waves in the Iran-Iraq war. So military service was a very dicey question.
I don't even know all the levels of what it would have encompassed, but it just never sounded appealing.
I just am thinking, and Marjan, I'm going to talk to you in a second, but Alex, I'm just thinking of this moment where you're with your wife and you're about to go out into the marketplace, into the streets, and she has certain ideas about how to wear her head covering, a bright head covering. She wants to hold hands with you. And what was it like to realize that you had to set some limits on how both of you experienced this trip back? Did you feel like you had to be an enforcer at certain points?
I think a lot of the way I reacted to the way she was taking on that experience was coming from my own. I had a lot of my own insecurities and concerns. And I was so determined to feel like I was finally back at home in some way. And in fact, I felt really out of place, and that made me feel uncomfortable, and I wanted her to help me fit in. There was a lot of levels to where that was. And I think she approached that trip much more as something exciting and new and fun, whereas for me, I was really determined to have this deep experience of kind of heading home. And I ended up kind of feeling like the American kid, and she was more like, let's do this, let's do that, let's meet everybody, let's walk the streets.
You know, I've spent a lot of time in Tehran, not recently, but, you know, and post-revolution. And Tehran is a city where people speak their mind and speak at length, and it's kind of a miracle city for a filmmaker because you get it all on tape. What was it like filming there?
I mean, absolutely. It was amazing to just see you. The women especially are so, they wanted to approach us and talk to us and share their opinions. And people ask me what was the biggest surprise. And I think just how candid all the Iranians were and how much they wanted to engage with us, knowing that we came from the States.
Marjan, what did it feel like for you? You are not the star of this movie, but you are the maestro or the maestra who's, you know, putting everyone in place to show this meeting of cultures. What was your goal with this movie? What do you want people to take away from it?
I really want people to see, I mean, I think the combination of an intimate journey with the telling of the history allows people to understand, have a different perspective on Iran. We see so many things about Iran that are so negative in our media. So that was my goal.
Speaking of which, I mean, I think a lot of people have one very specific context about Iran.
Good evening. It is now day 75 of captivity for the hostages in Tehran.
The nation burned like a bonfire over the hostage situation.
Most of the Iranians ran, but a few tried to defend themselves.
These protesters decided to burn their own version of the Iranian flag.
When you think about that feedback loop of how America processed Iran, do you think we've progressed?
I am sad to say that I don't think there has been too much progression about
really
how we think. I think people, you know, still think that Iran's been sealed off since the hostage crisis. And I think that's really evident in how a lot of Americans perceive what's going on in Iran. It's always about Ahmadinejad and what's going on with the government, but very little about what people are, who the people are.
Well, you know, there's so much to talk about, and I wish we could spend more time on the issues of family, the issues of what it's like for in a post 9/11, post Iraq and Afghanistan war world. There were some definite moments of intercultural dialogue, but right now, what I will say is that the film is going to come on tonight, and you also can see clips on your website. What's your website?
My website is Arusi. It's PBS/IndependentLens, Arusi Persian Wedding.
All right, Marjan and Alex Tehrani, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.